104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is going to be sunny. 51 today. 23 right now. We've got a chance for you to win some, or win a $15 gift card to
McNally's.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. So, the weird thing that mom bought, what was it? I can't believe mom bought a blank. I got a text that says a Harley.
Oh. That can be a surprising purchase.
Well, yeah, my in-laws, they bought Harleys last year. Like, well, first, it wasn't so surprising when my father-in-law bought one. And he was riding around, and Sue was going with him. Mm-hmm. And then she's not the kind of gal to ride pillion for long.
Yeah.
She needed her own. And hers is all badass, with tricked out with, like, you know, spikes and stuff on the seat and the bags.
Cool.
And, yeah, it's pretty, very raw. Also got a text that says, Lawrence Welk never dies if you have a Clavinova.
Okay.
I can't believe mom bought blank. What was it? 361-5557. Becky's on the phone. How are you, Becky?
Good.
So what was the thing your mom bought that you're like, huh?
My mom bought, when she was 65, honest to goodness, a deep freeze, a chest-style deep freeze. That was probably 6 feet long. And she was the only person who lived in her house at the time, and she kept one box of popsicles and one loaf of bread in it.
Well, what was the point of that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Maybe she was planning on going deer hunting and getting a bunch of meat or something.
My husband said she must be getting ready for the end of the world, and she'd have to stock up on all the frozen products that she could.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Maybe.
But then we'd have to figure out how she would make fire or cook it.
Well, not only that, you know, when the apocalypse comes, it's not like you're going to have a, you know, electricity.
Yeah, she needs a generator.
Available.
Yeah.
She should maybe get a generator first.
I had to show one of my friends that was with me. I had to show her because it was in the garage. And she's like, no way. And I said, you could hide a body in here.
Oh.
Maybe there's something else she was planning.
I don't know.
Wow. That is a little freaky, Becky.
A little bizarre.
Little freaky, Becky. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Wow.
Mm.
Deep freeze. What is mom doing with that?
Mm.
Very, very frightening. So, scientists have discovered a love hormone that makes men in relationships keep their distance from attractive women. So you don't have to worry about us as much as you think you do. You need to just calm it down, ladies.
Okay.
Calm it down.
All right.
Oxytocin, which is known to contribute to pair bonding, encourages men to expand their personal don't come near me bubble when they're around attractive women, but only when those men are in relationships.
Uh-oh.
So we're biologically programmed, I guess, to be a little more stay away. Hot young filly, the steed has been broken.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether or not it's true or not for everybody, absolutely not.
Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. I don't know if I'm buying that.
Some guys have a broken oxytocin, so it doesn't work for them. But other guys, it works just fine.
Broken. They broke the oxytocin
They must have broke their oxytocin when they were a kid or something.
Fell down, yeah. Broke it.
We have got a $15 gift card to McNally's to give away. We're going to play a little game called South Dakota County, Town, or Both.
All right.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
South Dakota. The hot.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:24, up to 51 today. We're going to play a little game called
South Dakota.
County, Town, or Both. Fun little game, because there's some that are both, some that aren't, and some that are, well, none of them are neither. I didn't play that one. We have got Jessica on the phone. Jessica, are you familiar with how this game is going to work?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a town, a county, or it might be both, and you have to figure out which one is which. All right, here is your first one. You got to get 2 out of 3 right to win. First one is Custer. Is that a county, a town, or both?
Both.
That is both.
Good job.
It's in Custer County.
That one was a little tricky.
A little tricky. How about Brookings? County, town, or both?
Brookings?
Yep.
Both.
It is both.
Good job.
All right. Here is your final one. Douglas.
County.
It is a county.
Good job.
Nice work.
Nice.
I knew that one. I was just going to, like, I wanted to
I thought
it.
I might trick somebody up because there is a Douglas High School.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's basically the Air Force Base High School.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, congratulations. You have won yourself a $15 gift certificate to McNally's.
Awesome.
Congratulations. We've got some more stuff here to give away, don't we?
Yeah.
I wanted to have more than one person play the game.
Okay.
Let's see here. Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, we gave away the McNally's. First one got it right away. But we've got some. What do we have, Mel, to give away?
I've got a couple from Hardee's. It's a new ribeye steak, egg and cheese biscuit.
A couple of breakfast. That sounds delicious.
Delicious. Look at those.
That sounds great.
Mm. Okay. It was Heather, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot to write your name down. I have a tendency to do that. If I don't write names down, I forget who I'm talking to. Okay. South Dakota county, town, or both? Do you get how this works?
Yeah.
All right. You get 2 out of 3, and you will win you some breakfast from Hardee's.
All right.
Your first one is Mitchell.
Town.
That is correct. Second one is Clark.
Clark is both.
It is both.
Ooh.
I was not aware that it was both until I looked it up. I just thought it was a town.
Hmm.
There's a Clark. Clark is in Clark County, which isn't always the case.
Right.
Here's your last one. Jefferson.
County.
That is incorrect.
Shoot, it's both, isn't it?
Nope, it's just town.
She got 2 right, though.
But you already had 2 right, so you already won.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're having a real hard game here today.
Yeah. Apparently everybody knows their South Dakota history.
I guess
and
so.
States and counties and stuff.
Heather, we've got those 2 breakfast
ribeye
sandwiches to Hardee's for you. What are they called again? I suppose
ribeye,
we should say that.
Ribeye steak, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, that sounds good.
They
we got
delicious.
2 of those for you, Heather.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
You are welcome. I've got a few more. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay.
Aurora. I love how whenever I ask you a quiz thing, you always try to look at the monitor I have them typed on.
Oh, because you look, and so it's just like...
No, you're trying to cheat.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No. Aurora would be county.
It's both.
Oh, it is both.
There's an Aurora in Brookings County, and then there's Aurora County.
Oh, okay.
Bryant.
Town.
Yep. Fall River.
Town.
County.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Fall River County in South Dakota?
Yeah, it's like the most southwestern county. Like, that's where Hot Springs is.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the last one that I had looked up. Marshall. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
County.
You said county.
Yes.
And you would be... Correct.
Sweet. I didn't think there was a Marshall, South Dakota. I was pretty sure there wasn't.
But because of Marshall, Minnesota, you're like,
that's why I was
there's
like,
a Marshall in every state. There's got to be a Marshall, South Dakota.
It was a tough one.
It's way northeast. Not the most northeastern county, but just one over from there, like north of Aberdeen.
Hmm.
Congratulations, Mel. You win nothing.
Thanks.
But you get to give us an internet quote of the day.
Okay. I started on a new diet. It's called the I Have $10 Until Friday.
It's 8:29, Hot 104.7.
For the last.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
What's up?
Hollywood Dirt.
104.7. MTV is giving Jersey Shore star Vinny his own talk show called The Show with Vinny. Unlike most talk shows, it'll have a reality element instead of interviewing celebrities in the studio. He's going to be talking with them over dinner at his family's home in Staten Island. CBS says, quote, there are less than a handful of spots left to advertise during the next Super Bowl. And that's the 30-second spots went for an average price of $3.8 million a piece. By the way, that is a record. 17 of the last week's top 20 programs on cable had to do with election coverage. Not the only three non-political shows to make cable's top 20 were Monday Night Football, 12.9, Thursday Night Football, 5.2, and AMC's Walking Dead, 10.4 million viewers.
That is almost as much as the premiere, wasn't it? What was the premiere? Wasn't it like 10.9,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. It was very close, yeah. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone?
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Who's on the phone? Gonna have to wait and find out on Sunday night.
Okay. Teaser.
Yeah. God, that show's good. I know, I'm a little obsessed, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so according to a survey by the Better Sleep Council, I bet those people are a lot of fun.
I bet you they are.
Nearly two out of three people don't want to be touched by their significant other when they're trying to sleep. One in eight people said that they spoon or cuddle with their partner all night long. But 63% said they don't want to touch the other person at all while trying to sleep.
Hmm.
One in 10 people sleep in a different room altogether.
What? Weird. Most of the time I like to cuddle.
One in four couples say they get a better night's sleep when they're alone than they do when they're in bed with their significant other. And 18% say their dream home would have separate master bedrooms for each of them.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love sleeping next to somebody. It's just that comfort.
I don't think I get a better or worse night's sleep when Crystal's not there. She went back home a couple weeks ago and... I didn't wake up with the covers pulled off of me.
Oh, that was a bonus.
But other than that, I didn't necessarily get any better sleep. Yeah.
I definitely sleep better with somebody next to me.
The touching thing is interesting, though.
I don't get that.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
If I'm not feeling well, yeah, don't touch me.
Okay, yeah.
But other than that...
I have slept in a separate room, like, when Crystal was sick.
Yeah, so you don't get sick.
So I don't get sick, but then it didn't work anyway because I already got it.
Mm.
But, yeah.
I don't personally understand that, but I'm a touchy-feely type person, so.
I'm not sure how my wife feels about it, but there is a giant pillow in between us.
What?
When we're one of those body pillows. She's pregnant.
Oh.
Didn't you sleep with a body pillow when you're pregnant?
Yeah,
lots of women did.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
But mostly it was just putting a pillow between my legs.
Oh, okay.
So,
I feel bad for her because sometimes she'll, like, when she tries to get up out of the bed, it sounds like an awful lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it is. Turning over in bed is awful lot of work when you're pregnant. Moving in general, getting out of a chair.
Whenever Crystal rolls over in bed, though, pregnant or not, it's like a tiger mauling a deer. It's just... It's this thrashing around of bouncing around.
No, I know what you're talking about.
It just cracks
me up. I remember the days.
Every now and then it'll be exceptionally violent. And I'll kind of thrash around just mockingly.
Don't mock the pregnant woman.
Well, no. She can't thrash now. It's too much work to thrash. When she's not pregnant, she'll do the thrashing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might hear about that one tonight. But, no, are you one of those people that cannot be touched when you're trying to sleep? I would love to know why.
Yeah, because I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. Not, I mean, just an arm over or a hand or just, doesn't even have to be full on cuddle.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch it some
But if
point.
You do not want to be touched at all, I would just, I'm not judging. I just want an explanation. 361-5557, email or text am@hot104.com.
Hot1047.com.
am@hot1047.com. Drink! Hot104.7, Andy and Mel, 851 up to 51 today. It is, 27 right now. So When you're sleeping, apparently there is a large number of people who do not like to be touched when they're trying to sleep.
I think that's odd.
Actually, 63% said they don't want to be touched at all by the other person when they're trying to sleep.
Weird.
It is weird. But you can't, like, you know, be all lovey, cuddly, blah, 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 your whole life, you know?
But, I mean, I like to be touched when I go to sleep.
I got an email from Andrea that says, I have a friend that if she's sleeping with someone, she always has to be touching them when she goes to sleep, even if it's just her foot touching their foot.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then she said, P.S. Sorry about the blank email. I accidentally hit send on my phone. I hate it when I do that.
I know, me too.
You're not even done typing and you just hit send like out of habit.
Like, crap.
That happens. And actually, that happens to me more on my computer than my phone. So why do you hate sleeping or trying to fall asleep with someone touching you? I just want to know why. I'm not judging. I'm just curious. Tyler's on the phone. How are you, Tyler?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So do you not want to be touched when you're trying to go to sleep?
No, my wife is a corn burner, so she puts off so much heat that you have to sleep on the opposite side of the bed just to be able to sleep at night.
That's what my wife says about me.
Exactly.
It's not that she doesn't like cuddling, it's that I'm so warm.
Yeah, a lot of guys radiate so much heat, but like when I was pregnant, I radiated.
It was the other way around, yeah.
A ton of heat.
Yeah.
It was like just pushing it off of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally hear that. Thanks for the call, Tyler.
Thank you.
And actually, when we were first married, she would cuddle up. She made the effort.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it was just like, you're too hot. And yeah. So then I was like, yeah, you're damn right I am.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah. Sorry, it had to be done. Christina's on the phone. How are you, Christina?
I'm good.
So, do you not want to be touched when you're trying to fall asleep?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I'm a light sleeper, so anytime something touches me, I'm like, great, now I'm back awake.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. I'll get that. I get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, my husband's the same way, so it's kind of nice.
Let me ask you this, Christina. What is the quietest thing, the softest noise that woke you up?
My cat's walking around.
Oh, wow, you are a light sleeper. Holy
cow.
Wow. Do you even get any REM sleep at all?
You probably woke up last night when I sneezed.
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, we have to lock them up in the bathroom so that we can sleep.
Cats don't make noise when they walk.
They do. They like to run around and they're really
annoying. Oh, the running around, I could see you hearing that. Okay.
Wow.
But we have like wood floors and they have claws, and so you can hear them.
Oh, you can hear click, click,
not,
click, click. Yeah.
It's not like their paws on carpet.
Definitely.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, how about when they wag their tail? Does that wake you up?
Not so much.
No. Okay. Just checking. Thanks for the
fly flying around.
Thanks for the call, Christina.
Bye
bye. I think
I'm so thankful I'm not that much of a light sleeper.
Well, and I am the opposite sleeper of that. It takes a lot for me to wake up. And even if a noise does wake me up, I'm usually confused about what it is.
Yeah.
One time, Rockley's. We have one of those angel care monitors,
mm-hmm.
and he gets off to the side, and if he's too far off to the
off.
Side, the alarm goes off. And I got up one time when it was going off, and I hit the snooze button on my alarm, and I crawled back into bed. I didn't know what it was.
I do that, too. I get so confused what's going on if I'm not completely awake.
The funny thing about it was that he... Because the alarm goes off in his room, too, and it'll wake him up. He'll roll around.
Right.
It senses movement. It stops going off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it stopped going off right about the time I hit the button. So I didn't think anything of it. And then it went off again, and then that was when I realized, oh, that was him.
Yeah.
That was the monitor.
I used to have phone calls, you know, like when I worked nights at the bar late at night. So then in the morning, the phone would ring and I'd answer the phone. I'm still sleeping because I didn't go to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I'd answer it and have a conversation with them, hang up, go back to sleep. Totally couldn't remember the whole phone conversation.
Yeah. You're a moron. In the first 15 minutes you're awake.
I had no idea who I spoke to, what we talked about. Later on, they were like, remember such and such? I called you this morning. You said that was okay. Nope, don't remember.
I remember that being one of our philosophies on life since the very beginning of us doing the show together was that you are a moron in the first 15 minutes you wake up in the morning.
You are.
Never make a big decision.
Don't.
I remember we took phone calls about that one day, and someone, agreed to work for somebody else after an early morning phone call. Well, not that early, but they'd just been up late, weren't supposed to work that day. And then they didn't show up. And they're like, hey, where are you? It's not, I'm not supposed to work. Well, I called you this morning and said, you said you would. You called me this morning? Yeah. Don't make decisions.
No, you have to be up for at least 15 minutes.
At least 15 minutes or two cups of coffee, whichever comes first.
Hot 104.7.com.